Ray Haynes in teaching on the Passover.
And we're dealing with the plagues right now of Egypt. There are 10 of them. Last
so
one.
So kids, gather around.
Yay! We're talking about the death angel, death that comes next. And again, death will come for all of us. You know, death,
every single one of us.
Death came for everyone. Some had blood on their door. Some had been prepared. And the thing you that is practical in all of our lives, and that's just a history story here, Jesus, the Lamb, cannot save you without your cooperation. That's just the bottom line. We are saved by grace through faith. Mm-hmm. God acts, and we act. The 10th plague is the first plague that requires the Israelites to do something. It's hugely important. Now, I want you to think about this and call it simply the foolishness of sacrificing a lamb in Egypt. Did God ask the Israelites a harder thing than we realized when he asked them to sacrifice lambs in Egypt for Passover? We never really talk about this, but it was an unforgivable insult to the Egyptians who worshiped them as gods. In Exodus 8, in fact, Moses had kind of an argument over the subject. Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, "Go sacrifice to your God in the land." And Moses said, "It's not right to do so, for we would be sacrificing the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. If we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, then will they not stone us?" So, again, he was saying, listen, you can just celebrate right here. You don't have to go to another place. And they said, nope, nope, can't do that. The Egyptians worshipped Ares and therefore abstained from killing sheep and held sheep in contempt. In fact, sacrificing the Egyptian gods and smearing the blood of their gods on their doorposts was an amazing act of bravery and trust in God. To the Egyptians, even eating lamb was an abomination. If you remember when Joseph came to Egypt, his brothers were fed separately from the other Egyptians. Why was that? Well, he encouraged his brothers to list their occupation as shepherds in order to allow them to live in Goshen, isolated from the rest of Egypt, because they were shepherds. Now, this month that we're in right now, we're in the 14th day, but the 15th is when the Passover happens officially. The astrological symbol of the month of Nisan is Aries, the ram. The 15th day of Pesach is the full moon. So they were slaughtering hundreds of thousands of the ram god when it was supposed to be at the height of its powers. You know, you couldn't do anything more insulting. Pharaoh was considered a god, so the death of his firstborn to them was the death of the Son of God. And it's interesting because, you see, Pharaoh was the firstborn son as well. So God's judgment was not against him, but against the firstborn son of Pharaoh and every other firstborn. And some people have asked, why not Pharaoh? Why didn't God kill Pharaoh too? Because, you know, being firstborn, to tempt him, possibly, to attack later, to destroy the entire army in the Red Sea, which is what he did. He would go in thinking that he could not be killed by God because he survived the 10th plague. And how? When are there other stories of pharaohs being killed in a moment like that with all their troops? That's the only one I know of. So what's interesting is Moses releases and stops the plague as God directs him. You fast forward to the end times, the tribulation, everybody seems to worry about the tribulation, but it's mostly against the Antichrist. Like Moses and the Israelites in Goshen, partnering with the Lord in prayer, the end time church releases and stops plagues as God directs. What's coming? Well, the trumpets are hail, fire, and blood, seas turn to blood, death of the sea creatures, destroyed ships, bitter water from a meteorite, sun, moon, and stars are struck, darkness comes, locust-like scorpions, the size of horses. Not looking forward to that one. Four angels bring death worldwide, not just in Egypt. Two witnesses preach. They're killed and resurrected. There's earthquake and war. There's dragons and two beasts. You got 666, 144,000 redeemed. You got the great harvest, the winepress of the wrath of God. It's a busy time. The rapture's at the end, not the beginning of the tribulation. Otherwise, the hands and feet of Jesus would be gone when the great harvest arrives. And that's a crucial thing just for basic theology. But all of this takes you back in Passover. And coming up, our next jump in will be the actual Passover Seder. Going to look at some of the elements and how they relate.